come to order. Will the members please show their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please take the final roll.
36 present.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Byrne and Representative Randolph are excused. I do note Representative Byrne's presence.
The prayer today is by Father Innocent of the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church. Will the members please rise for the prayer?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord, enlighten us with the words of thy wisdom. Men may make their plans, but God has the last word. You may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motives. Ask the Lord to bless your plans, and you will be successful in carrying them out. Everything the Lord has made has its destiny, and the destiny of the wicked man is destruction. The Lord hates everyone who is arrogant. He will never let them escape punishment. Be loyal and faithful, and God will forgive your sin. Fear the Lord, and nothing evil will happen to you. When you please the Lord, you can make your enemies into friends. It is better to have a little honestly earned than to have a large income gained dishonestly. You may make your plans, but God directs your actions. O Lord, give thy blessing. Amen.
Representative Miles.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread in the journal.
If there's no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. The chief clerk please certify as the correctness of the previous day's journal.
As chief clerk, there is a correction to the journal for the 67th day. On page 704, a portion of amendment number 4 to HCS CSSB 122 rules MH was omitted, and it will be placed in today's journal. With this correction, I certify as to the correction of the journal for the 67th day and House supplement number 34.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 67th day is corrected and House supplement number 34 be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
There's no objection. The journal and journal supplement will stand approved. Record please show that Representative Duncan is present today. Their guest for introduction to the House, Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, in I think both Gallery A and B, I have constituents down from Dillingham visiting, and I think they're down here for student council business and wanted to observe the legislature in action. They are Kim Johnson, Milo Atkinson, Wanda Wall, Raybell Smeaton, Frank Woods Jr., Christy Palin, Kathy O'Connell, Sonia Watson, Amy Ruby, and Rona Sorensen. Their chaperone is Don LeClaire, and with them, I believe, is Harry Purdy sitting in Gallery B. He's the assistant superintendent for the Dillingham District School.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, in both galleries, we've got several people from Fairbanks. Gallery A, John Morak is the president of the University Assembly. Also in Gallery A are Nancy Webb and Mark Baumgartner, who are down here doing some work on housing and energy conservation. And in Gallery B, Barbara Hochschild from Fairbanks Rehabilitation Association.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I have a young lady from Nome, by the way of Savunga, St. Lawrence Island. She's down here to courtesy of the RSVP program, and her name is Norma Pengawi, and she'll be working with my staff for the next 2 weeks. Margaret.
Representative
Fuller. May I introduce one more friend from Nome, the superintendent of schools, Daryl Hardgrave in Gallery B.
Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. How are we on here? Is that it? In Gallery A, a good friend of mine and one of the more outstanding physicians from the Kenai Peninsula, Dr. Peter Canova,
Representative Branson.
In Gallery A, I have Rhonda Anderson from Seward, who's with the student fly-in, and Shelley Edwards, Laureen Whalen, Duane Moorfield, Ted Wells, and their teacher, Marsha Mason Cavins from Valdez.
Representative Jarrow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I have some former students who are down here also on the student government program there, learning all about the legislature and how it operates. In Gallery A, I've got Lee Santero, who is a senior this year, Tissy Briggs, junior, and two sophomores, David Crow and Matt Freeman, are here, and we have also members of other members that are visiting the other house, and I'm sure they'll be over later. And I'd like to introduce these students if they would just stand.
Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, I have two friends in Gallery B who've been here in Juneau for the energy conservation hearings, Eric Myers and Megan Gavahan.
I have further guests for introduction. Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, I've read the following resolution and I'm transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 60, conditionally accepting the Gas Pipeline Financial and Alaska Impact Plan submitted by the Alaska Gas Pipeline Financing Authority under AS 4455-100 and directing additional studies by the authority. Legislative Resolve Number 4. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill Number 3, Loss and Restoration of Voting Rights, with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 3, new title, and transmitting same for consideration. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. The Senate passed committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 82 amended, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature, and it is returned. This bill has been, resolution has been sent to enrolling. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Joint Resolution Number 16 amended by Ziegler, relating to an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which would require that total federal appropriations not exceed total estimated federal revenues in a fiscal year in the absence of a national emergency.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 111 amended by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to life insurance policy loans.
Commerce.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
Dear Mr. Speaker, the House Hess Committee confirmed the appointment of Timothy M. Burgess to the University of Alaska Board of Regents on February 20, 1980. Mr. Burgess will serve as a student representative to the Board of Regents. The committee also confirmed the appointment of Vincent Casey to the State Board of Education on March 18, 1980. He will serve his second term. Signed sincerely, Thelma Buchholz, Chair, House Hess Committee. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 15, Alaska Longevity Bonus, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 15 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Buchholz, Chairman, concurred in by Munson, Miles, Buchholz, and Barnes. House Bill 15 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 578 relating to state grants under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 578 and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Freeman, Schaefer, Guy, Montgomery, and Haugen. House Bill 578 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring the Juneau Lions Club by Representatives Duncan and Miller. Citation honoring Juneau Breakwater Knights basketball team by Representatives Duncan and Miller. Citation honoring Haynes Merchants basketball team by Representatives Duncan and Miller. Citation honoring George Hajdu by Representative Jaroff. Citation in memoriam George Ashby by Representative Branson and Senator Kurtula. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 796 by Rogers and McKinnon. An act establishing the University of Alaska Research Corporation, placing faculty and employees of the corporation in the teacher's retirement system, and amending statutes governing appropriations to preclude annual lapse of amounts appropriated for research projects of the corporation and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 857 by Metcalf. An act making a special appropriation to the new Capital Site Planning Commission and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 967 by the Rules Committee. An act relating to the Alaska Power Authority and approving the general design and maximum amount of bonds for power projects and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 968 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act adding a cost of living adjustment to maximum benefits paid as aid to families with dependent children and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
House Bill 969 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to salmon fisheries enhancement.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 970 by the Rules Committee by request, an act making a special appropriation for regional aquaculture associations and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 971 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to fisheries enhancement loans and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will Chief Clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 931 by the State Affairs Committee. An act transferring the Council on Science and Technology from the Department of Environmental Conservation to the Department of Administration and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 931 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 931 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Eliason, Martin, Fuller, and Gardner. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill number 931 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There's no objection. The State Affairs Committee substitute will be adopted in lieu of the original bill. Are there amendments?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number one by Mr. Rogers. It starts page 1, line 17, and it has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Representative Rogers.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
There's objection. Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Council on Science and Technology was transferred by executive order from the Governor's office to the Department of Environmental Conservation effective July 1st. And they've got two different functions. One is a policy function of recommending science and technology policy to the legislature and the administration, and the other is administration of grant programs. And the Governor's office said they didn't want anything programs within their office, which is why they transferred it. I'm afraid, will reduce the effect that the Council could have on the legislature in recommending science and technology policy, and I'm afraid that it could get buried in the Department of Administration. Unfortunately, I don't think that we have the option of keeping it within the Governor's office. So if it's going to be within administration, I'd like to have a little more coordination with the legislature. We do have one member of the Council, a voting member, selected from the staff. Right now that's Jay Hogan, the Director of Budget. And he's in support of this amendment. I think that this would increase the coordination between the Council and the legislature.
Is there further objection? There's no further objection. The amendment number one is adopted. Are there further amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill number 931 amended by the House be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. Committee substitute for House Bill number 931 as amended by the House will be engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage. Will the clerk please read the bill in Third reading and final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 931, amended by the State Affairs Committee. An act transferring the Council on Science and Technology from the Department of Environmental Conservation to the Department of Administration and providing for an effective date.
Question. Question before the House is the final passage of committee substitute for House Bill number 931, as amended by the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
35 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 931 as amended by the House has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill number 931 amended by the House be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
If there's no objection, the roll call and final passage will be shown as roll call on the effective date clause. Will the House please stand at ease? House, please come back to order. The clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Joint Resolution number 80 by the Finance Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to joint budget revision power of interim committees of the legislature. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Joint Resolution 80 under consideration. A majority of the committee reports it back with individual recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, signing Dupas, Parr, Phillips, Anderson, and Buchholz. Having no recommendation, Martin, O'Connell, Barnes, and Malone. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution number 80 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Joint Resolution number 80 will be engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage. Will the clerk please read the resolution in third reading?
House Joint Resolution number 80 by the Finance Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to joint budget revision power of interim committees of the legislature.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, this resolution passed the legislature and was on the ballot for the voters 2 years ago. Unfortunately, it didn't pass, so we're trying it again. This is the one which would give the Budget and Audit Committee back its authority to consider together with the governor changes in the budget between sessions during the interim. We consider it, I think many of us do consider it, as a very necessary step to preserve the power of the legislature in fiscal matters.
Question for the House is the final passage of House Joint Resolution number 80. This is a constitutional amendment, does require 27 votes for passage. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
34 yeas, 1 nay.
The House has passed House Joint Resolution number 80. Representative Rogers.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Under introduction of guests, Representative Rogers.
In Gallery B, the Chancellor of the Fairbanks campus of the University of Alaska, Howard Cutler.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I don't know if there was an oversight on my part in the introductions. I don't believe I introduced Don LeClaire, who's the chaperone for the Dillingham students that came down.
Chief Clerk, please read the last item on today's calendar.
Citation honoring East Anchorage High girls basketball team, Alaska State girls basketball champions, sponsored by Representatives Martin, Cotton, Phillips, Halford, Montgomery, and Barnes.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I move to citation, sir, I'd like to ask with the unanimous consent of the body that Representative Miles, Chatterton, and Representative Barnes be shown as co-sponsors.
There's no objection. Those members will be shown as co-sponsors. Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I move to citation and ask unanimous consent, please.
There's no objection. Citation will be adopted. That completes today's calendar and brings us to unfinished business. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Schaefer be excused from the call of the House March 27th and 28th.
There's no objection. Representative Schaefer will be excused March 27th and 28th. There are other items of unfinished business to come before the House. The House, please stand at ease. We're under announcements of committee meetings. Representative Haugen. Representative Haugen. Mr. Longworth, as a former member of the body, do you have any words for us today? We're here long enough to understand the legislature. The announcements of committee meetings. Let's see. How about alphabetical order? Brown.
The Speaker of the House Commerce Committee will meet at 8 a.m. Monday morning. And unless I've got my records wrong, I believe it's to again consider House Bill 863, the Task Force on Fire Prevention and Control, and House Bill 952 relating to public utilities. And if that's not it, it's posted.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, the House Finance Committee was not going to have a meeting today, but we do have a final draft of the budget, the supplemental budget, which has been sent to legal. And we had several different copies of it because as we put it from one form to another, we kept dropping out projects or duplicating them or spelling errors and those types of things. And we still have a list of, not a very long list, but I don't know, 10 or 20 changes that need to be made to the budget that were typed incorrectly or were left out altogether. And legal advises us that we probably need to take a motion, an additional motion on those, since it has been sent from the Finance Committee over to legal to be drafted. And so because of that, I'd like to ask the finance members to show up for a very short meeting just to approve a sheet of changes, which are not changes, but things that were that fell out in the typing process. They've already approved these once, but we have to approve them again. And that's at 3 o'clock. And before that time, what I would like to do is have individual members pick up copies of the what we're considering to be the penultimate final draft. And if you have any problems with misspellings or changes that need to be made or those types of things, bring it to the attention of Jay Hogan, and we'll try to incorporate them all in one motion. You can't get any more money, though, but you can just...
I think you can get less, though. Representative Miles.
Speaker, House Resources will meet today at 3 on House Bill 656, creating the Tugadak Island Critical Habitat Area, and House Bill 399, membership in the Wood-Tikchik State Management Council. And tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Mr. Speaker, Resources will conclude public testimony on the hydro and geothermal sections of the energy package.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, the committee will meet at 1:30 as scheduled. I'll ask the members to be very prompt if they would, because two members have been excused from the committee meeting process today and won't be there at all. One member is going to be about 15 minutes late, so I would ask the other four members, and each of you know who you are, to be right there at 1:30 if you would, please. We'll take up House Bill 883, Special Appropriation to the Governor for a Reapportionment Board, and House Bill for Senate Substitute, Sponsor Substitute 796, establishing the Alaska Research Corporation.
Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The HES Committee will meet at 1:30 this afternoon and work on House Bill 79, Practice of Optometry, and House Bill 936, Displaced Homemakers.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Judiciary will meet at 3 this afternoon. Senate Bill 365 amended, imposing penalties for dealing in liquor without a license. House Bill 533, intoxicating liquor prohibition, local option.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The pre-conference on the permanent fund will meet today at 1:30 p.m. in Senate Finance.
Representative Parker.
Mr. Speaker, CRA will meet at 1:30 this afternoon in the Governor's Conference Room for a teleconference on House Bill 797, reclassification of home rule cities. And then at Monday morning, we'll meet at 8:30, our usual time, take up three bills. House Bill 146, boundary change procedures. House Bill 685, Housing Authorities, and 947, Term of Office for Borough Assemblyman.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, because there is some, there are some letters, telegrams, and communications coming in on House Bill 934 and Senate Bill 509 on the telecommunications reorganization. For your constituents and friends and others who are concerned about that legislation, I wanted to point out that in our schedule for next week, we do have teleconferenced hearings for the early morning for southeastern Alaskan points and later in the day for the westward of Alaska. So if any of you have or your staff have been getting those letters, you might want to tell your constituents that they'd be able to testify on the bill and ask questions about it at that time.
There are further announcements. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative O'Connell be excused from the call of the House March 28 and March 31.
There's no objection. Representative O'Connell will be excused on those dates. Further announcements. Special orders. From the House, please stand. Before we stand at ease, we are waiting for a message from the Senate on the income tax bill so that we could receive the message and appoint a free conference today so they could start to work. So we'll stand at ease until we get the message. What this means is the Senate rejected the version of the income tax bill that we passed yesterday, and they've appointed a free conference committee. And if you vote yes, you would adopt the Senate version of the income tax bill. If you voted no, the bill would then be sent to free conference committee. The question for the House is the motion to recede from the House amendments to Senate Bill 122. The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
No yeas, 37 nays.
The House has failed to recede from the House amendments to Senate Bill 122. At this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee consisting of Representative McKinnon, Chairman, Representative Freeman, and Representative Eliason. I think that concludes all our business. I would like to introduce a former member of this body and the other body in Gallery B, Jeannie Chance. Jeannie, is a former member of the body, do you have any words of wisdom for us today? Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, under committee announcements, I'm going to attempt to arrange a meeting of the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 122 for sometime this weekend. And if we do arrange it, it'll be posted on the bulletin board.
There are further announcements. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn till 10 a.m. Monday morning.
There's no objection. The House adjourn till 10 a.m. Monday morning.